The lesson today on a very happy day for the 42nd year of my camping at Sardis Lake Christian Camp is the joy that Jesus showed us about life that he brought to us. In John chapter 10, beginning at verse 9, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life for his sheep." He says the hireling does not care for the sheep, does not give himself for the sheep, and when a wolf comes against them, he will leave them, and the wolf will scatter the sheep abroad. But Jesus said plainly, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." There in John 10 and at verse 10. "I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." What does it mean for us to live the abundant life as we live here upon this earth? The abundant life is said to be that notation about the way that God wants us to live. He wants us to tell the truth. He wants us to live the truth. He wants us to be faithful to him and faithful in worship and so forth. In John chapter 4 and verse 23, Jesus said, "The Father seeks true worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth, for God is a spirit." He goes on to say in verse 24 of John 4, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." It is the case that our worship of God today, we sing as God has instructed us in Ephesians 5 at 19. We pray as God has instructed us to pray in 1 Corinthians in reference to the matter. And we people who find ourselves enjoying a relationship with God, believing that he hears us, believing that we're faithful to him in his truth, that we honor his way and his godly way. We honor that way of life called by him. "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Living the abundant life is to also tell the truth to others. When Paul addressed Timothy about the matter of how he wanted him to live and teach others in the future, he said, "Command and exhort." And in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 11, when you command and exhort a certain way of life, you want to live it yourself. And in verse 12, he says, "I want you to do this as you are resisting those who criticize you for being a young man. Let no man despise thy youth, but be an example to the believer in word, in conversation, and in spirit, faith, and purity." We're to be that kind of people that God would have us to be. Let's go back and take a look at these words. Word. What do we say? How do we say it? What kind of words do we use? Are they words of profanity? Are they words of shouting? Are they words of rejection? Are they words of kindness and words of help? That people want to listen to what we have to say because we're kind with words that we so use. He says also that we are to be people who are an example to the believer in conversation. Not just words that we say, but a way of living that we do. A way of lifestyle that others respect highly, appreciate for us doing that way, and as a result, doing God's will and being God's person as we serve him. Further, he tells us to do the following. Be an example to the believer in charity. Be an example in agape love, the kind of God-like love that he has for us. That we're to have love for others, caring for others, looking for their betterment. And as we do that, we'll be people who lend to help those in times of need. We'll assist others in the church, helping those in times of need. And we'll do that because we are living the abundant life. The abundant life that Paul is telling Timothy to live is a life whereby words, his manner of life, his conversation in life, and his charity, he is to do the agape kind of love for others. Further, he closes it with the three references to living from day to day. He says, "I want you to be a person in life who is an example to the believer in your spirit, in the way of life that you exhibit to others. You enjoy life. You enjoy the goodness. You enjoy the truth being told. You enjoy the errors that are being exposed. And you enjoy the idea of being people who serve the cause of God. Because of that, you're the kind of person that others want to behave. They want to tell their children, behave like that. Live that way. Talk that way. Because that's the way of life that you live And Jesus called it the abundant way of life. So Paul says, Timothy, I want you to live this kind of way that you're an example to others, and your example is of such nature that you have a wonderful spirit of life. Further, you have a wonderful faith in life. You have a belief in what is being said to God, a belief in your prayers being heard, a belief in your service being rendered, a belief that God will bless you and others around you as you ask Him to do. You believe that that is the case. You have a system of faith by which people can live and often do things that they otherwise would not be able to do because they believe more so than they disbelieve. And then he says, live a life that is purity, a life that is pure in his conduct, so that as you entertain young people living at your house and you're babysitting for others, yet you care for them, not that you'll abuse them or take advantage of them in some rough way or some ungodly way, but that you're pure in your words and pure in your mannerisms toward them. These are the ways in which we can live the very abundant life that Jesus said, I want you to live. I'm come that you have life and that you might have it more abundantly. May God bless you and your study with us. Thank you for being with us today. This is Robert Rawson speaking.